Okay, Shalom Rabbosai, good night of Shabbos. Shabbos is coming, so we may go a little bit faster than usual. But today's daf is Beitz and Daf Yud Zayin, and we're here we're mostly after yesterday we had some Agadah, so today we're going to get back to Erev Taf Shilin for the most part. So the last thing we had quoted, we quoted a machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. We said that if Yotif falls out right on Erev Shabbos, right, the question is, can you make an Erev Tchum or an Erev Chatzeros? And Rebbe had said that you are actually allowed to make an Erev Chatzeros because, after all, it's not usher to carry from your house to your Chatzer on Yontif, so therefore you can make an Erev Chatzeros, and therefore you'll be able to carry from your house to the Chatzer on Shabbos as well. The Chachamim had said it was usher. So the Gemara says that the two dots here on Tezayim Rebbe's, right, Ibailu, Halach Karabi Lakula Olachumra. Right, is Rebbe going Lakula Olachumra? So the Gemara asks immediately, one second. Rebbe just said it was mutter to make an Erev Chatzeros. So Pshita de Lakula Kama, right? Obviously, he's being Makil, right? He's allowing you to make an Erev Chatzeros on Yantar for Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, Mishum de Shalach Rebbe Elazar Lagola, because Rebbe Elazar had sent to the exile, meaning to Bavel, Rabbi Elazar being in Eretz Israel, they had sent to Bavel, Lok Shatem Shonim B'Bavel, it's not like you guys learn in Bavel, that Rabbi Matir V'Chachazim Chav Masurim Ella, no, rather, really Rabbi Elazar says the Machlokas is the reverse. The Rabbi is Oser V'Chachamim Matirim, Rabbi says it's Oser, and the Chachamim say it's okay. So there, then we ask Mai, so right, is Rabbi, when we said Halacha K'Rabbi, right, Shmuel said that Halacha is like Rabbi, is that L'Chumra or L'Kulas? So the Gemara says, Tashma, Rav Tachlifa Barav Dimi, Avad Uvda Kavasi, the Shmuel, he did like Shmuel. And Rav said the first psak of this Rav is going to mess things up. So, okay, if you tell me that he paskin lekula, that he's allowed to do it, so that hainu kilkula, that's why I understand how he messed things up. Right? Usually when you're machmir, there's no, you just be careful not to do something. But if you're going to be makil where you shouldn't be, so then, right, that's a big mess up. Sally, amr's lechumra, maik lekula, ika, right? If you tell me that really Rebbe paskin lechumra, so what kind of kilkula, what kind of problem was it to paskin like Rebbe? So really, Gemara says, came into makalkuli be'rabim, so Gemara says, actually, it could have been lechumra, because since now, if you're telling me makalkuli be'rabim, now you tell me something is usur, but people may still do it, hainu kilkula, right? The problem is, right, if you tell me that something is usur, the masses may not know, or they may not care, so that will bring things to be, that will be a problem, and then that will cause the masses to err and make a mistake and violate certain dinim d'rabban. So again, so there's no proof either way which way Rebbe's was, but we have Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Huna, Halach Karebi Vilesa, right? It says straight up, right, in the Braisa that Rebbe was machmir, like the version found in Eretz Yisrael, and that was, in fact, the halacha. Okay, Tana Rabbana Vilan de Rabbeisa. Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, if you have Yom Tov that fell out on Shabbos, B'Shamay Omrim Mispal, Shmonev Omer Shal Shabbos Bifnei Atzma, V'Shal Yom Tov Bifnei Atzma. V'Shamay says you have 8 brachos in Shmoneh Es, right? We're familiar with 19 brachos during the week and 7 brachos on Yontif and Shabbos, and as we just had on Rosh Hashanah, 9 brachos in Musaf. But Beishamai holds, actually, there are 8 brachos that you say. One bracha in the middle is Shabbos, and one bracha in the middle is Yontif, and the two shall not mix. And Beis Hillel says, no, Mispal Sheva. But no, you say, right, the 7 brachos that we're used to. Machil Bishal Shabbos, Messiah Bishal Shabbos, Vomer Kedusha Sayom Be'emza, right? You start the whole brachos, right? It begins with Shabbos, and ends with Shabbos, and you just reference the Kedusha of the day in the middle. So Rebbe, Omer Rebbe says, Af Chosimba, right? You even finish the bracha. Thank you. Blessed are you, Hashem, that you're Mekadesh the Shabbos, Am Yisrael, and the holidays, and that's what we end with. So that order is going to be important in a second. You'll notice, as the Gemara will point out. Tani Tana Kamei Ravina. Someone taught a brice in front of Ravina, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hashabbos v'Hazmanim, right? He flipped it around. He said, not Hashabbos Yisrael v'Hazmanim, but he said Yisrael v'Hashabbos v'Hazmanim. And Amalei, he said, no, that order is specific that we said before. Adu Shabbos Yisrael v'Kachilei. What, does Am Yisrael Mekadesh Shabbos? Right, the Jews don't set up Shabbos. Shabbos hits every 7 days. What do the Jews set up, right, with our calendar system, right, back in the day, right, not now, we have a calendar, but back in the day, with the way we established the calendar, with Edom and witnesses, with declaring when Rosh Hashanah was, so when you're Mekadesh Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, so then you're Mekadesh whenever the Chagim are. That determines when the holidays are. Whatever day Rosh Hashanah is, that determines when Sukkot is. Whatever day Rosh Chodesh Nisan is, that determines when Pesach is. So the Jews are Mekadesh the holidays. So therefore, Shabbos, which comes by itself, we say Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, right? Hashem is Mekadesh HaShabbos. Then Hashem is Mekadesh Am Yisrael. And thereby, right, through Am Yisrael, Hashem is Mekadesh this morning, because the Jews are the ones that set up, right, the holidays. So Amar Lei, other Shabbos, right? So HaShabbos Mekadosh V'Kayma, right? Shabbos comes without the Jews being Mekadosh yet, right? Yes, we say Kiddush and Echanami, but it's Shabbos is Shabbos regardless of what we do. So Allah Ima Mekadosh HaShabbos we saw Hazmanim, right? And sure enough, right? Amar Rav Yosef Halach Karebi Gedtaras Ravina, right? That's what we do. That's the Allah. Turn about one another, right? Shabbos Shechalios Baruch Chodesh Oshechol Shamoed, right? That's this year we have Shabbos Cholamoed, right? In the middle, smack in the middle of Sukkot. So Arvis V'Shachrus U'Mincha M'Palal Sheva, right? The Tanakham says for the first, for Arvis, for the regular three tfilos, we say seven brachos. We say Yalav Yavo, right, in Ritzay, and that's what we do. Right, Vimlo Amar, and if you don't say that, so then Machzirno, so then you got to go back. Right, and that's also the halacha, right? Again, perhaps at Myriv, you don't, okay, right, we're not paskening halachas right now. Rabbi Elazar says, Behoda, actually, you should say Yalav Yavo in Modim, which we obviously do not do. Uv Musafim, by Musaf, Machil Bishal Shabbos, you start mentioning Shabbos, Uv Messiah Bishal Shabbos, the Omer Kudush Shayam Be'emsa, right? You start the Bracha with Shabbos, you end with Shabbos, and then you mention the Yontif in the middle. Rashim Gamliel, Rabbi Shmo, Benosha, Rabbi Yochim, and Broka, Omer, and they say that Kol Hamakam Shahuskar, Vlasheva, Machil Bishal Shabbos, Uv Messiah Bishal Shabbos, but Omer Kudush Shayam Be'emsa, and that's what they say, that every time, right, you're going to have seven Brachos, right? You start with Shabbos, you end with Shabbos. You mentioned the holiday in the middle. Amar Rav Huna, in halacha goes hazug. The halacha is not like that. What did I miss? Because that was the same thing. Just going too quick. On Shabbos Chol Hamoed you daven like you daven on Yontif, as opposed to. What we said before, right? That if you have Shabbos that falls out in the Chol Hamoed, you say the regular Shabbos davening, and then you say Yalav Yavo, which is what we do. Right? These Tanaim said that no, you would daven a regular Yontif davening, and Ein Halacha Koso Azug. The halacha, right, is not like that. Amar Rav Chia Bar Ashi. Amar Rav, Meniach Adam Eruv Tchumim Miyontif L'Chaveiro Umasna. A person is able to make an Eruv Tchum, right, on Yontif, right? If you have 2 day Yontif, right, in Chutz La'aretz, so if you have for whatever reason you need to make your Eruv Tchum, you can do it on Yontif, right? If you didn't do it beforehand, you can do it on Yontif. Basically, Umasna, you can make it tonight. What's the tonight? Well, as you know, the 2 day Yontif, right, is a suffix. Which day is Yontif? So we keep both of them in Chutz La'aretz. So the question you can make like this: if today is Yontif, so then the Erev Tchum, right, meaning you can make it for tomorrow, right? You can't, meaning if you have, Rashi explains over here, it's Friday, it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, that's the how Yom Tov falls. The other Rishonim say they're not sure why Rashi has to say that. Okay, let's say, right, it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and you can make it on Thursday for Shabbos, meaning that if and what you say is that if today is Yontif, so then you know that you're going to say the same thing on Friday, you're going to say the same thing tomorrow. But meaning if Thursday is Yontif and Friday is Chol, so then the Erev that you're going to make tomorrow for Shabbos, that works. And if today is Yontif, and if today is Chol and tomorrow is Yontif, so then you're good because you're making an Erev on Thursday for Friday Shabbos, which is Yontif. And then you do the same thing on Friday, meaning if Thursday was Yontif and today is Chol, so then great, my Erev right now is for tomorrow. And if today is Yontif and yesterday was Chol, so then what you're doing now, today on Friday, right, is nothing. I mean, the Erev you set up yesterday, right, is good. Amar Rava says, Maniach Adam Erev Tavshilin Meyom Tav Chaveru Umasna. Rava says that you can do the same thing for Erev Tavshilin, meaning you say Erev Tavshilin on the first day, right? If you say if Thursday is Chol, so then obviously the Erev works. And if Thursday is Yontif and really Friday is Chol, so then you don't need an Erev, right? Because you're cooking from Friday to Shabbos because Friday is Chol, right? And Shabbos. So you can play this little game over here with the Eruvim. And make right, because again, that's a suffix 2 day yontif, right? Obviously, a lot to talk about here, but we're going to go weiter. Man damar eruv techumim kol shekein eruv tavshilin uman damar eruv tavshilin aval eruv techumim lo. Right, the one who says that you can do an eruv techum, you can also do an eruv tavshilin. But if you say you can do an eruv tavshilin, that you cannot necessarily do an eruv techum. My time, why is that? Dilamikne shvisa b'shab solo, because you're not allowed to be kona shvisa. This is the Shabbos here doesn't really mean Shabbos, it means Yontif. You're not actually allowed to be kona shvisa. You're not allowed to, if you remember, in Erev Tchum, right, you set up your residence, right, and then we establish 2,000 amos from, you know, that place. So if it's 2,000 amos away from where you are, so you get another 2,000 amos. So the problem is, din derabanan, that you're not allowed to set up a Tchum on Yontif. So Chazal did not allow, meaning did not allow that to go down, and therefore that doesn't work. Okay, turn around with another brisa. In ofen miyantif lechavero, you're not allowed to cook from one day to yantif from one day of to the next. However, but really, they say, then this be'emes amru, the phrase is unclear exactly what it refers to. Sometimes they say al hakol mashmir Sinai, sometimes they say it's a mesorah that they got. But okay, either way, meaning really, and again, it's not just saying like, oh, some people say, no, it's actually, it's brought down in, as they say, brought down in Chazal, brought down in Reth. When a rabbi doesn't know who he's quoting, he always says, Chazal say. So anyway, so Be'emes Amru, really, it's in Lachol Moshe Sinai, let's say, that a woman is allowed to cook, let's say, a full pot of, let's say, stew, even though she only needs one piece for now. And she can obviously then have the leftovers for the second day of Yontif. This is a circuit called Marbe B'Shiurim, that you're allowed to increase the shear, even something, one action is mutter, as long as you're not doing multiple actions, or if you're doing one action of cooking, so you can put a lot in there to make sure that you have enough for Yontif Sheni, even though you're not really allowed to cook for one day of Yontif to the next. Nachtum, a baker, Mamale Nachtum Chavis Shalmayim, Afal B'Sheinu Tzarech, El Kitan Achad. And similarly, that a baker is allowed to heat up an entire a bowl of water, even though he just needs a little bit. Avalefos in ofa el mashatzarichlo, but he's only allowed to bake right, what he needs, right, because Pasha says right, that's already that was on that was going to be what's it called? Where's that Rashi? Right, because you're doing more actions, right? You're putting more bread inside. It's not like with meat, you pour the whole meat in, right, and then you just cut up the rest, right? Baking here, you put each piece of each roll or each loaf in at a time. That's an extra. Extra maisha. Shimon ben Elazar says no. Malaya isha kolaton repas. No, a woman can even fill the entire oven with bread. Why? Isn't it more actions and more maisim? No. So mepnisha pas nefas yofe bisman shatanu mali. So we have an extra reason, because the bread bakes better when the oven is full. The way they used to bake their bread, right? In the oven, they used to, all right, whatever. Tachlis is that it bakes better, and therefore Chazal were miko. Amar Rabba says Allah kar Shimon Elazar. Sure enough, that's the halacha, that you can bake bread in this better way. By adding more bread, right, and then you'll have enough for whatever you need the next day. Ibayilu, they asked the following question: Mishalo yech eruthav shilin, who nesar v'kimcho nesar, o dilma, who nesar v'ein kimcho nesar? Right, what's the deal with eruthav shilin? So I remember yesterday, right, we had a story about Shmuel and Shmuel's father, and a blind guy who didn't make eruthav shilin. Let's say you don't make eruthav shilin. Are you not allowed to cook, or is your food also usher? Meaning, so the Gemara says, well, who cares? The mind of Kamina, well, who cares, right? If you're not cooking. Right, so what does it matter whether your food in your house is also to cook or not? So the Gemara says no, because what you could do is like nuye kimcha lacherim, because maybe right, you could do you have to rather right, let's say someone else offers to cook for you, right? They made an eruv tavshil and said, yes, no problem, I got some time, I'll cook for you. So do you have to be machne your kemach? Do you have to sell them or give over your kemach, your food, to them? Or can they just cook your food without acquiring it halachically? So Gemara says, "Yamres who nesar v'kimcho nesar." If you tell me that both you and the food are usher, so tzarich laknuye kimcho la'acherim, then you have to be makne the food to other people. V'yamres who nesar v'kimcho nesar. But if you tell me that he's not allowed to cook, but his food is not usher, so tzarich laknuye kimcho la'acherim, then you don't have to. So Gemara says, "My, what's the deal?" So Tashma, bring your proof. Mishlo yineach eruv tavshilin areizel lo yofe v'lo yifshol v'lo yatmin. Right? If person doesn't make eruv tavshilin, he shouldn't bake, he shouldn't cook, he shouldn't do atzmana, he shouldn't insulate. He can't do it for other people. Other people can't do it for him. So what does he do? He's stuck. So he said, right, so he gives his food. He's makne his food to other people, right? And they then therefore cook for him, even though technically it's their own food. Right, we see that. Yeah, sure enough, his food and his friend's food. Right, he is not allowed to cook and. His food is not allowed to be cooked, and therefore he has to be makneit to other people. Iboilu, that's the following question. Over v'ofa mai. Let's say you didn't make an eruv tavshilin, and then you cooked, and then you baked, and then you made some food. So what's the status of that food? Right, so is it, for example, we're going to bring an example over here, that on Shabbos, if you cook food on Shabbos, that's called maisa Shabbos, that's usur. You're not allowed to eat that food. What about if you cook, even though you didn't make eruv tavshilin? What's the status of that food? So Gemara is going to bring a bunch of proofs. Tashma, let's try and prove it like this. Mishal eniach erev tavshilin ketzadu osar. Again, what we just quoted. If you don't have an erev tavshilin, what do? Makne kimcho lacherim v'acherim ufin lo mevashlim lo. You're right. You give your food to someone else and they cook for you. V'isa, and if you tell me that you're not allowed to use or cook, eat your food, right, listen to the avar v'afa mutter. Right, I understand. That's the only advice. Right, why don't you just tell him to cook and then you can eat the food? And so the Ravada Bar Masna says, no, what do you mean? You're going to tell him to violate a Dindar Rabbanan? Wait, that was your suggestion? No, we're only suggesting things that are mutter. Takanta di Isura, Lokatani. We're not going to teach, to tell people to go violate the Isra if that you got stuck. Right? That's obviously not how, that's not how it works. So Toshma is trying to bring a different proof. Misha Niach Eriv Tavshilin Hariza Ofel Vashal Matzman. Someone who makes an Erev Tavshilin is allowed to bake, is allowed to cook, is allowed to do Atmana, is allowed to insulate. Vim Ratza Lechol is Eruvo Harjus Biado, and if he wants to eat his Erev, he can. Achlo achelo afa achelo hitzman, but if you ate it before you baked or cooked or whatever, or insulated or whatever, hareza lo yafa velo yivasha velo yatzman. But then he can't cook anymore. Right? Lo lo velo achirim. Right? He can't do it for himself. He can't do it for other people. Velo achirim over mivashlam lo, and no one else can cook for him. Avol mivashal hu liyantif v'mosir hosir the Shabbos. But what he can do, he can cook for today, i.e., he can cook for yantif, and if he has left over, he can eat that on Shabbos. Ubilvashal yarim, as long as you can't. As long as you don't do harama, as long as you don't scam the system, right? If you remember, we had this, we had a harama before that, in terms of the salting the meat on Yom Tov, right? Why is this different? That's a good question. If we weren't racing, I would mention it. Rashi and Tosfos talk about it if you want to check it out. Vimherim aser, and if he did do this harama, if he did do this scam, so then it is aser. So Rav Ashi. So meaning to that, it seems to imply that that you're not allowed to cook for yourself. And it's also, right? Because it says if he was married, then it's also. So Rav Ashi, harama harama amarta. What, you bring me a proof from a scam? If he scams the system, shani harama dachmir be rabbanan tefemi mezid. Right, people are more, the chazal were more machmir by a scam if you're going to cheat the system than if you violate the issue straight up. Meaning that sometimes, right, it's worse to justify your actions. Right? If you justify it, if you say, well, I'm doing it this, I'm doing it around, I'm getting around the halacha, right? If you justify your actions, that often is worse. So too over here, Chazal are going to be more machmir about someone who tries to get around the system than someone who just has total blatant disregard for the halacha. Meaning not necessarily. Meaning it's not necessarily true. Meaning it's not going to prove that just because they were machmir by a harama, by a scam, are we also necessarily going to say that if you violated the Erev Tavshilin on purpose, that you're not allowed to eat it. So we still have no proof. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak gives you another reason why it's no good. Hamani Chananyahi, because this is Chananya's shita. Valibe de Beishamai, according to Beishamai, Ditanya is blended in a brisa. Chananya Omer Beishamai Omerim in Ofin Ve'elim Kain Erev Bepas Ve'im Vashlan Erev Kain Orev Betavshil Ve'im Tomnin Elim Kain Hayu Chaimin Tomnin Me'erev Yontif. That according to Chananya, who says in the name of Beishamai, that you can only bake if you made an eruv out of bread, and you can only cook if you made it cooked. You have something cooked for your Erev, and you can't insulate hot water unless you have hot water insulated. So that, in that case, right, so that's obviously very, very machmir. Meaning, so you might have thought that if you have to have the specific type of cooking or baking that you want to do, right, so you might have thought that that's by Shammai Shita, that if you did a harama, that if you just kind of like cheated the system and kind of got around it, so then we're going to aser it. But maybe that wouldn't necessarily tell me what the din is. In the other case. So just to finish that thought, right, Beis Hillel Omer Ma'ariv B'Tav Shalecha V'Oseh B'Kol Tzarko, right, Beis Hillel says, right, he can make an Erev with one dish and he can do whatever he wants. Just to mention Tosos over here, right, Tosos Amar Rava, well, I guess it's shy to mention at the end as well, but we'll mention it as right now. In terms of the halacha, right, you're probably familiar that we use very often, right, the minhag is to use a matzah and an egg for an Erev Tavshilin. Egg has to be cooked, so that's a baked item and a cooked item. Right? If you tell me over here that Beis Shammai says that you need a specific type of cooking for each thing you're going to do, you need a baked item, you need a cooked item, you need an insulated item, so usually we don't pass on like Beis Shammai. So the reason we do that, if you look over here, right, is because Rabbeinu Tam, right, paskins like this, even though Tosus doesn't like it, the read quotes that he doesn't like it, right, Pashas says we are just machmir for that shita. Okay, just to point out why that is our minhag. Okay, Tashma, another proof. Meiser, perisod, b'shabes, b'shogeg, yochal, b'mezu, lo yochal. If you take meiser on your fruit, right, you're not allowed to take meiser, as true as meiser is on your fruit, on Shabbos and Yontif, or on Shabbos rather, Yontif as well. If you're allowed to eat it if you do it b'shogeg. If you did it b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat it. So Gemara says, lo tzricha. This is the period of Chuzi. Well, meaning that's not a good proof. Meaning that seems to imply that it should be Aser. So the Gemara says no. That's only if you have maybe that's only if you have other food. Meaning that maybe when we say that you took Meiser, it could be that that food is not necessary. You have other food, but by the Erev Tavshilin, right, you're stuck or you got nothing to eat. So then maybe it could be that Chazal would allow you to eat food that was cooked, even though you didn't have an Erev Tavshilin. So Tashma, another proof. Hamachlo Kelim B'Shabbos. If you dip your Kelim in a mikvah, right, you're not allowed to dip your. It's Dinzer Rabbanan of Takin Mona, right, to tovel your dishes and then use them. So if you did it, you shouldn't do that. So Dindur Rabbanan, but Bishoge Yishtamish Behem, Bemezid Lo Yishtamish Behem, same thing. If you did it violated Bishoge, you can use it, but Bemezid, you can't. So maybe we're telling me also over here that if you did it on purpose, so that should be usher as well. So Gemara says no. Lo tzricha de isle mani echuni. Same answer. Meaning it could be that you have other dishes and therefore you shouldn't use them. But inami. Or another answer. Efshar b'sheila. You could borrow other dishes. But here, right, you're stuck. And maybe Chazal would allow you to eat the food that was cooked, even though you didn't make. An Eretz Avshilin. Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Right, finally, I think this is this is the last one, and the Gemara is going to leave it without an answer. Hamavashal b'Shabbos, if you cook on Shabbos, b'shoge yochal, b'mezid lo yochal, as we mentioned before, the concept of Maisa Shabbos, if you cooked on Shabbos, so if you did a b'shoge, you're allowed to eat it, but if you didn't do it, if you did it on purpose, then you cannot eat it. So Gemara says, so maybe over here too, if you cooked, even though you didn't have an Eretz Avshilin, you should not be able to eat it. So Gemara says, you sure the Shabbos shiny? No, Shabbos is different. Unclear how to talk about it, right? They discuss, the Rishonim talk about what exactly is going on, but the Rashi says that it simply deraisa the Rabbanan. Don't bring me a proof deraisa the Rabbanan. Other Rishonim talk about whether maybe there's a heter ochonefesh on Yontif as opposed to Shabbos where there's no ochonefesh. Okay, either way, but Pasha says you can't bring me a proof from Shabbos to Erev Tav Shilin because, let's say, Rashi, right, one's deraisa and one is the Rabbanan. Okay, we're going to stop here even though it's a little bit early. Shabbos is coming and I got to roll. So, Mitzvah Shem, we'll go back there and Hele Gishas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.